Then in verse 27, the sacrifice of the lawless is abomination, how much more when he bringeth it with a wicked purpose. Now, God says a lawless man, and a lawless man is one that has not bowed himself to God and come God's way. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, and that is the lawless. He goes his way and ignores God's way and repudiates it. Now, that man, it doesn't mean he's not religious. He may join the church, and he generally does, puts up quite a front. And so he goes to church and sings the hymns and may even pray, I don't know. But when he brings it, even with a wicked purpose, suppose that he makes a gift and he has a mixed motive, a low motive in doing it, that even makes it worse. And that is the meaning of the proverb. Then verse 28, a false witness shall perish, and a man that heareth shall speak constantly. A lawless man hardeneth his face, but as for the upright, he establisheth his ways. Have you ever noticed that in the trial of the Lord Jesus, this false witness appears? And wouldn't you hate to have been one of those false witnesses? Let me turn over to chapter 26 of Matthew and read at verse 59. Listen to this. Now the chief priests and elders and all the council sought false witness against Jesus to put him to death, but found none, yea, though many false witnesses came, yet found they none. At the last came two false witnesses. And the other false witnesses, they bore testimony, but it wasn't pertinent at all. But these two, they really lied. Now go over to chapter 27, verse 11. And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, art thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus said unto him, thou sayest. In other words, you are right. And then verse 12, and when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then said Pilate unto him, hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee? And he answered him to never a word, insomuch the governor marveled greatly. And you remember John tells us that he took the Lord Jesus on the inside and actually asked for his cooperation so he could let him off. But he was too much of a politician to let him off. He wanted to stay in office over in Israel. And so he finally gave in, but he knew these were false witnesses. Now, that is a trial that stands on the pages of history as being the most ignominious of all. Wouldn't you hate to have been one of those false witnesses? He shall perish. That is the statement here in the book of Proverbs.